And then, like, somebody was like, this is what, and it turned around and, like, cursed the whole bad race because they stayed at this one king. It was a crazy story. But.
You want to mute it?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give it to you raw. You said, but you got to repeat what you said because it's like. Here. You got to excuse the airtime, but welcome to Apple Orchard News, TSRT, the streets are talking. Y'all know we back at it, man, one more time, man. You know, like I told you, I'm going to give it to you real good. I'm going to give it to you raw. This raw and uncut. This conversation is more along on the line of the races, man, you know, and dealing with different nationalities and different cultures, customs, and dealing with shit like that. And even on the aspects of dealing with, you know what I'm saying, how we came to be as far as the people who we intertwined with or mingled with and who, you know what I'm saying, because we know that down the line that, you know what I'm saying, that we have what we call trade, and not only trade, people who trade, who did trade during that time. You know that, hell, sex was a big thing back then too, so, you know, we have a, we start to get populations of different types of people, but mixed breed people, so... I got, again, my man, one and only, Riverside, doing his thing. Dig it. So we in the house, man. Like I said, man, Apple Orchard News, TSRT, the streets are talking. And we back on location again, man. We like to call it, you know what I'm saying? The one and only. We call it, he told me when he came over here, this is the balance. House of Balance. It's the balance. So, you know, you get it over here. And so you got every type of thing going on. And y'all be surprised about Serge, man. You'd be surprised. You know what I'm saying? So he come from wherever you come from, every direction and shit. So it's going to be a good one. So, man, we talking about the concept of white supremacy. That was the first question that y'all kind of missed out on. We was talking about white supremacy and dealing with the hatred.
Can racism still be around and
exactly
and still hate can, have hate for yeah. white people?
Yeah, can racism
can we
still
end
be
racism
around?
Racism with still hate for white people. Is that
right.
possible?
Is that possible? Now here's a catch 22 with that. Okay, let's take away white people. Let's add in the concept of, let's say the Arab. Let's say the Arab. Will there still be hate for the Arab? Because we know too that the Arab also was involved in what we know as the Arab slave trade or whatnot. Basically the first slavers, you know, of black people. So let's put it out there like that. Because when we talk about all these ideologies and things of that nature, we got to throw in the concept of how black people are in this paradigm. And how it affects us, and how we affect the whole world.
Right.
See, that's what we don't talk about. We don't talk about how black people affect the whole world. And a lot of people that are not outside, that are outside the concept or the color of black will say, oh man, that's racism, Chewbacca. I say, well, no, that's not racism. I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you, black people can't be racist. For real. But I will say this. It's not a racist statement. It's a statement more of a fact. It just goes back during the time that it happened. And it's still happening today. Now, it's not my fault that it's happening today. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just belong to the group of people who had to fight since being brought to this land for a little piece of freedom. But check it out. I'm finna bring you in here. Check this out. But my fight for freedom throughout this land brung other people here, right? Mm-hmm. Now check this out. We have a fight that other people are fighting that we started. That's where the effect comes into play.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because freedom coming over here is what? Let's be honest.
Who knows?
People come over here for what? This is the land of what?
To the free.
Milk and honey.
Home of the brave. Because you got people who can't stand up to bigger problems over there. They say, and then they think they can come over here and it's gonna be all good. We're gonna be united.
Huh.
We're not.
Right.
This is the exact difference.
So, let me ask you this question. Because Serge is of the Hispanic descent. He's also the European descent.
Yes. The good side.
The John Browns of the world. The John Browns of the world. But let me ask you this question. How does, would that end the hate that comes from either the Mexican side or the Hispanic side? Or let's put the word on there that everybody uses. Immigrants. And when we think of immigrants, who we think of? Let's be honest.
Mexicans.
There you go. No matter what, when you think of immigrants, you think of Mexicans. You think of an alien, they stop calling them aliens. Mm-hmm. They stop calling them illegal aliens and start calling them immigrants. Now, so when you think of immigrants, so do you think that the hatred from, and I'm just being on the political aspect or whatnot, immigrants, and let's just say our Mexican brothers and sisters, do you think that the hate will live from them? How can we end that type of racism?
I mean, you can't. Like you said, right. Unfortunately, like coming from white and brown side, you automatically get a realization that if as long as you have a little bit of brown in you, as long as you're not white, you're gonna have it's always gonna be there. Because we live in a time where imagine if Hitler had Facebook. Oh my God, it'd be out there propaganda. We all work. Nowadays, you can have so many people that actually the closet, being in the closet no longer is about sexuality.
Right.
It's like you're in the closet about racism, hateful things, ugly things that, and you still, it's a lot right now, as long as we have access, the more and more we give access, power to people, like you're going to always have that problem even more. Now, it's always Pandora's box. What I'm saying is that like, there's, no
matter scared
how
to
much
open it though.
We want to believe that, you know, these questions, like I said, that's why I was like, no matter what, when it comes to white people in general, yes, you can always have a hateful, I believe, because until their actual agenda is changed, it's always going to create comfort for people to always be in the closet.
But it's certain, but you have to take those, you have to take those people who are in power place.
But no, it ain't even the people in power. It's the own citizens that allow these rules and laws to keep going on. Because it ain't even the people, it's the whole outline, like the layout, the rules. Some of the rules, like a lot of these gun laws, like if you go back to creating them, it's like license for guns were issued just so black people couldn't get them.
Mm-hmm.
They said Indians had to pretend to be black just to get a vote. Like there were certain stipulations they would do to where until you have something that is just designed around the human being itself, you're always going to, like I said, I believe that agenda is always for anyone who is in control of it is just looking out for their own.
Mm-hmm.
And for the longest, it's just all white. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, you look at the richest people in the world, you know what I mean? If they're not...
You got the Koch brothers, the Bilderbergs, you have...
Like, they did this interview with this lady about these people moving in, and just like my uncle, you know, like, they're white people who don't believe in mixed relations.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually say, they're like, they'll use the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, when it was created, and that's why they believe, you know, all races should stick to the line, to where in a point, it's like that belief alone creates racism. If you didn't have that belief right there of just thinking Adam and Eve was just for one thing and it didn't relate to all of us, I could see how you could be like, you know, well, you know, this was just for us.
Mm-hmm. But that goes back to that's being
and it's not,
go back
that's
to
not
being
fair
biblical.
To where it's like there. My belief, there is no racism. We're all humans. You know what I'm saying? We just have I think there's a better word we should use rather than like white race, black race, because it's like you still have your people who are stuck, who are slave minded,
but that's a big word. That's,
you know what
a big
I'm
word,
and it's like that captured state, that under duress, that you have no value. You know what I'm saying? Just like almost to where the Civil War was to abolish slavery, right? Mm-hmm. And they kept it alive only by turning the term slavery into the word criminal. Mm-hmm. To where now, to where it was actually legal, to where somebody before could come and stack. They saw you working a black person and you weren't paying them or something. They go like, that's illegal. Now they're like, well, this person broke a law. Now we can make it legal. I was like that to where at the end of the day, that's the only reason why, that's what kept slavery around. Till they turn around and they're like, well, look, let's just change slavery to criminal and make it a criminal law now that they're breaking. Like, these ain't no longer, oh, black-white laws. Oh, you know, you just can't do that.
Well, just black laws, it became black-white laws.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Then it became black-white. Right. You want to be in this country? Okay, yep. Your ass going to jail. You want to be in this country? Yep. Oh, and your then, ass going to jail.
For real.
Hey, tell your brothers and sisters and your buddies, tell them to come on over here.
Look what the racist white people
did. We lock their ass up, too.
Like, what's so fucked up? If you see an uncle, what we consider Uncle Tom, uh-huh. Right? Yeah. You try to speak to him.
Right.
You know, probably, right?
Right.
White people, they will kill you if they find out you're supporting the other race.
Right.
Those are facts. They will kill. But people brown will try to acknowledge it, try to be like, yo, really? Uh-huh. We'll call you some names. We'll do, you know, and be like, hey, you know what I mean? And then we'll get called crazy. We need to go back to sleep. We'll do it. White people, though, they find out you are going against them. You're trying. No, they will kill you.
They're going to try to wipe you off the planet.
Kill you.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing that we gotta go into, though. But it goes back to, you gotta take the people that are on the top, and it's not a lot of them. It's only 1%. But if you start, that's just like, check this out. The situation that you in, or the situation that I'm in right now. Say, for instance, we say no to putting sugar, say, back into the cereals to make these kids hyper, but yet we get a fucking cereal company. They come and they say, well, man, hey, sir, Chewbacca, I'm going to give you two guys, let's say $30 million apiece. All we want you to do is just do a commercial.
Promote it.
That's it.
Sell out.
It's not even a sellout. Shit, because if all my family going to eat, we going to eat.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not selling out. I mean, educate your kids. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, right.
Educate your kids. If you ain't educating your kids, that fall on you. You know what I'm saying? But if $30 million fall into my lap of something of that nature, I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to let y'all know right now. Chewbacca Rama, I'm going to jump on it. If it calls for somebody, if you ain't got your health right, and they tell me to get on camera for $100 million and tell you to take some motherfucking Jean... You know, you can't even pronounce the goddamn words that these commercials, these motherfucking medicines.
John Jericho, 3 times a day.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
If you know somebody.
It caused diarrhea.
Know somebody.
It caused diarrhea. It can stop your heart. All that shit. Yeah. I'm for $100 million. I'm going to get up. Yeah.
I approve. Exactly. Have you looked at someone before and thought they had problems?
But hey, you can come to me. You come to me in the streets and ask me anything you want. I'm be like, nah, I wouldn't take that shit if I was you. But if these motherfucking pharmaceutical companies come up to me or one of these, and they say, well, $30 million, now don't get me wrong, I'm not going to sell myself, I'm not going to sell my booty hole.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to get out there. Everything's for sale.
Exactly. But as far as getting out there on the commercial, I'm going to jump down on it. I'm going to get that bread, for real. I'm going to take my family, hey, look.
Yeah,
and, people
say, oh, I love this.
And being, shout out, you know what I'm saying? Tune in to the channel, man. Chewbacca Rama Eye.
Oh, yeah, 67 people.
Nigga, tune in to the channel, Chewbacca Rama. You already know it, man. Tune in to my podcast. It's on Anchor. You feel me? So Chewbacca Rama, TSRT, the streets are talking. We on right now. You know what I'm saying? I got the podcast jumping off, man. I'm talking to my man, Surge, Riverside.
Sergio Rico, Riverside, you know what I'm saying? Surge.
It's going down. So this is what y'all going to get, man. So when I jump on the podcast, man, just search me up, man. That's it. Knowledge is the power.
It's your biggest gun. Knowledge is your most bullets you can put in this motherfucker. Let it loose.
And don't be afraid to sit there and talk to your brother and sister, man. Just because this brother don't look like me, and I'm pro-black. He'll tell you, I'm pro-black.
Black power.
Black power. But this is my dude, man. It's my brother, man, for real. So, you know what I'm saying? And we had these bills. And if y'all scared to build with any person that's outside of y'all race, then y'all stuck. For real. Y'all stuck. As y'all see, man, we coming to not no conclusions, but we coming to some damn serious, you know what I'm saying?
So it's always the waking up every day.
Getting to it, man. So peace to the gods, man, for real. Shout out to all the gods. But yeah, man, but you have to take the heads off. You got to take the people with the money off, because if the people who got the money is coming at people like And that's just not even say me and you. No. Let's just say like
that's just like we see right now like
the Marty Bird.
Look, this Marty Bird. The sports though, it's like that's like my view on sports. Like the fact that the only two people they said are owners or partial owners in the NFL that are black, not even black, they're nowhere near black. And the fact that majority of the league is black and you have no team owners.
Nobody they can relate to.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can't relate to. I can't relate to more.
How long has the NFL been around? And no one's, you know what I mean? Like, that's an agenda. As long as that agenda is there to now, mind you, if the NFL was just, you felt like there was an openness. Like, they would want, you think they would want people like this who have impact on the game, who have done it, played it, to be not ownership? No, they don't want you doing that. Mm. They want you to just, hey, play your role and move on.
Shut up.
That's not good.
Shut up.
That's not like that role shouldn't be there for you to control.
And
like
that role, but you don't have athletes like the Muhammad Ali's no more. That's going.
We need athlete owners. We need more people to step their game up or come together. All these rappers, these Master P's, these Jay-Z's, these Diddy's that say they're doing this for the game. Man, y'all bringing material stuff into the game.
What's up, homie?
Y'all bring y'all supporting Nike, supporting this, but y'all not supporting ownership. Y'all supporting branding.
Yeah.
Go be an owner. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's up? What you got to say, homie? Oh, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, I mean, you listening, what you think, man? I mean, far as, you know, going on the concept, we really talking about white supremacy and the concept of racism, man. What you think about that? Oh shit! Well, tune in, man.
Keep searching. Keep looking.
Get it in,
No, but think about it though, man. Like, how do we have all these major leagues, especially in sports, dominated by minorities? You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Nobody's picking on us. Like you can't say that. Well, that ain't fair. Those are facts. Uh-huh. How are none of them owners?
Uh-huh.
How?
Because ain't none of them owners.
Because, like I said, because there is an agenda to keep certain roles.
Yeah.
Like I said, that's how you keep. You're always gonna keep this hatred towards the white man.
Yeah.
They allow you to. They want to. You think they want us all to be treated equally?
There ain't no equal to it.
Because it won't be equal. Go to the NFL. You won't be able to have equal. You gonna feel real. So imagine how else could you feel better rather than knowing when the majority of the team who actually do this shit is all black, but the one man who's also important, he's white.
Yeah, the one who can take your mother.
He got 30, 40 players on there, but the one that gets the woman, he can end all their careers, all their dreams, everything.
That's it.
Why don't they put a man of color in that position? A woman of color, anyone of color, because that ain't for them. That ain't their role. Uh-uh. That's not their position to play. The position is played always under some white man. Yeah. Like I said, they'll give someone else credit, but the guarantee they'll probably like, well, but if it wasn't for this person.
Well, if Joe Bud wouldn't have, that's why I say I go back. I'm telling y'all, I go back and I tell y'all, man. I'm for real, man. I'm starting to research this dude, and the more and more I research this dude, the more and more I'm like, damn, man. Hey, if we have more people like-minded like that, we'll be in a position of, you know what I'm saying? We'll really see who's in a position of power.
What's so crazy John is that Brown. Most of the racist stuff isn't about racism. It's actually about intellectual properties. The fact that, like you said, we can name so many people of color who created this, invented this, made a way for this. You actually got someone on top who is so butthurt about it, they try to smack every rule, regulation, license, patent on it to make sure they don't get the respect. And at the same time, if we downgrade the overall population of this person who did this, it's going to make it even harder to believe that this person did it. When the rest of the race is considered garbage, trash, no one. It's going to be easy. Like, you know, black man did this. Somebody's going to be like, yeah, okay.
Right.
Why? Like, damn, that's fucked up. Why? Because they automatically snap black is negative, bad.
He didn't do it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way, there's no possibility.
Look, I'm putting folks on blast. Put them on blast then. It's just like this dude. I know this dude, Dave Henney. I'm putting you on blast. I'm going to say your name. I'm going to give you a little fortune of fame right now. He just was like naming all these inventions that he thought just white folks just did. And then when I had to go back and tell him, like, nah, man, this white dude didn't invent this. This person invented it. Here's the documentation of it. This white dude, you know what I'm saying? If it weren't for these black women, we wouldn't have been able to get on the moon, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, scary how much shock by you it's, intellectual property of people of color have that shouldn't. you shouldn't be shocked.
They are.
That's so,
and because people, they don't, and they think they come, it, slavery is where they started from, though.
When someone, even someone of color can be like, what? No.
We did that?
Like, damn. Like, they did that? It's that bad. You've got cast such a bad shadow that once something gets presented with truth and facts, you're like, you know, someone like you did this. The fact that like, kids gotta, you know, can be like, oh, can I be like that? Because you've never seen a president of color other than Obama. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's sad to hear people be like, oh, look, my kid wants to be just like Obama now. President is a position that it shouldn't be based off of color. You know what I'm saying? It should be based off character. As long as you have good character, that's you deserve that spot to, because that's what our government's for. Our government is a body of people who's supposed to be in the favor of the people. Right. To where they carry our majority feelings.
Right.
This one person is supposed to make sure those feelings get heard. Those feelings get supported. You know what I mean? Like, it isn't about
you. It's just about the people, but you got to elect those people.
But now,
people.
That's what I'm saying, but now, money buys that.
That goes back to what we was talking about. It goes back to the top. If that 30 million comes, if that 30 million sitting in your face.
And let's say.
It's hard to say no.
It's just like credit. White people have managed to really use credit in their favor.
Yeah.
White man has managed to use credit money in his favor for power to now he can pay someone. That's how they go to these African countries and shit. They go to individuals. They don't go to the whole community and say, well, you know, all y'all support. No, they go to individuals and be like, yo, how do you want to live? All right, well, we'll do this.
Gatekeepers.
Just make sure this happens.
Gatekeepers.
For us. Like, come on. Like, if there's going to the
majority, bourgeoisie.
People, it would not happen.
The boule.
You wouldn't have China over there in Africa talking about. They're not China. They said they're trying to help them.
No, they're colonizing Africa right now.
They said they're not colonized. They're talking about they're just helping. They're
over all that money that they charge them, man. And then charge them the interest rates that they know that they can't pay back. They over there colonizing. They're raping these black women over there.
Who should be more than blamed?
Come on, man. Stop.
The bank that's allowing the person to get the loan, even though they have all the information saying they shouldn't, or the people filing for the loan. You could tell those people, hey, y'all know that's wrong. Y'all shouldn't do that. You're right. But the people who are allowing me to do this, they're the real criminals.
Yeah, China.
They shouldn't
it's
be
allowed. It's the Bank of China.
And you think, like you said,
it's the Bank of China.
If someone is obviously keep giving you something and keep putting you line, you go in debt, there's a reason for that. It's just like when you go to the pawn shop and you pawn something that you know is worth $1,000 that they give you $100 for, and they're going to get the $1,000 for it. Like,
oh, yeah, they're going
to
charge you.
Why couldn't you get the $1,000? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They know that. They know you're willing to take this right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, you know, like it's almost like you go to these countries and you come with that J.G. Wentworth. It's your money. You need it now, right? You got all that money right there. Look, we'll give you all this right now, and you know what? We'll wait on it. We'll take the loss.
Yeah.
They sign over land. They sign over, you know, rights and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Just like back in Iran, how or like a lot of people don't like us because back in the 40s, 50s, we bought their citizenship. That's why we have black CIA bases and, you know, houses on there, and we can snatch up their people and you know. We bought their citizens. They kicked that dude out of the country for doing that.
But I mean,
that's why they hate us to this day. And like I said, that's like when what's his name came in, Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
They hated Carter when they took them hostages on the plane. They waited for Jimmy Carter to no longer be president to hand over to Ronald Reagan, so Reagan would get the actual congratulations, Reagan, you made it happen.
Hmm.
They really waited just for that.
I mean, like, there's a whole thing about,
like I said, and that's what's so crazy.
It's
that, and it's just that's at the end of the day, you know, racism, you know, in other countries, they don't give a fuck about racism.
Huh.
Look, people don't care about racism in other countries.
Let them join.
They care about countries. You know what I mean? You go to another country, you ain't a black man. You American? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
It don't matter if you white, black, you know what I mean? Oh, you're American, you know what I mean? And we look at other people as individual races. They don't care about that over there.
Yeah,
like, oh, you American?
You're American.
They love you or hate you, that's it. There's no in between. Yeah, yeah. It don't matter if you're...
You know if they love you by the next thing
if you're
that
in Africa and you're a black American, no. If you're an Italian, you're an Italian, you know, you're Italian, they will still look at you like, oh, you're Italian, you're American, fuck you.
Like I said, that's all depends.
We can be like, oh, you're black, fuck you. You're white, oh, you're a little brown, fuck you. It don't have nothing to do where you're from.
You win. What? Come here, brother.
We should be more like that. Jeez. We should be like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, because what country are you from?
Because it's a classism. It's a classism. Not only is it a classism, it's a rationalization about white supremacy. And if you just got the mind concept of I'm white, No matter, like I said, no matter if you in a trailer park, no matter if you a motherfucking homeless shelter, no matter if you live on the beach in the goddamn sand, if you got the mentality that I'm at least I'm white, then you could go anywhere.
No, just like I'm saying, like
you could go anywhere,
like Riff Raff, like I was using earlier. He became popular. He made money off of
this. Black exploitation. Yes,
you know what I mean? All the way.
Culture
and then,
vulture.
And then now, like, he's dropping rock and, like, country albums. And what's so crazy is that he can wake up right now and be like, you know what? Today, I wanna put on this, that, and this I wanna act like this. I don't want to get that negative response. He can do that.
Yeah.
And most people of color, black people especially, can wake up. They're still black.
He's gonna be black.
They can still put on a suit and tie and look good as fuck, right?
Black.
Taylor, you're still a black man walking out that door. You can be ghetto as fuck, but Tim's on all this shit, walk outside, you're still a black man. White people, they can wake up and be like, you know what, today?
I'm gonna be Bob.
Now, and you know what? Now, today, I can see if I can kind of exploit somebody.
Come
on, man. But that's
Bob,
not fair.
Bob fits in. Bob at your job laughing and shit, you know what I'm saying? He doing the motherfucking. He doing the sprinkle dance, whatever the little dancing kids be doing and shit. He doing the newscaster, like, newscaster.
Yeah. So it's the thing white people will never understand.
He's culture vultures. I'm going to sit here and call it.
Up every other day and be like, you know what, today I want to dress like this. And then if someone says to him something to him, they can be like, oh, what? We're supporting. We're doing this. Black people can't.
I don't see what's wrong with wearing blackface.
That's what I'm saying. Black people can't.
I don't see what's wrong with wearing blackface.
That's not fair because it's like you still get to get all this money. Like that's what I'm saying. That's like the culture vulture. We talk
culture
about
vulture.
I myself don't believe Eminem is a culture vulture.
He's a culture vulture.
And I believe someone like Elvis Presley was
culture vulture.
My personal opinion is Eminem. You know, it. Like I asked him, I said,
Beach Boys.
Does he
spit culture
something
vulture.
That he can relate to? He said no. I said, well then exactly. He's not using, like, your story here. He's not trying to make something relevant to you. He's spitting his facts and truth. Elvis Presley sung about shit that he didn't do. That he took other people's shit and just, I'm just going to say it, but that ain't how I live. That's a culture vulture. You know what I'm saying?
He was a hound dog.
You know?
I mean, he was a hound dog. he was a hound dog.
He's a predator.
But I just look at, you know what I'm saying? Predator, I just say that, man, like, you got to, I look at the platform that they use. Because I also asked the question, I said, why didn't they use folklore?
Folk music. You said folk why didn't they use folk music?
No, I believe folk music. Why didn't they use, or you better know, yet, why didn't they use...
I don't have a real argument for that. All I can say is
you
that,
know what
you
saying?
Know,
use that platform. Why isn't that platform big?
I don't... My view is I don't see that. Like, I don't know. Like, music's music. Now, like I said, unless, like, I start now, like, that's
well,
like,
wait, let me ask you this.
If I came out living the life I started
check
living,
this out. Check
if
this
I
out.
Started rapping about rock shit, you know what I mean? Hotel, like, smashes, you know what I never did? That's a culture vulture.
That's not a culture vulture.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a culture vulture.
That's what white people do.
No, but I'm
Motley,
saying it, though.
Motley Crue.
If I come and say I come on a rock
ZZ
song.
ZZ Top.
Say I come on a rock song. I'm like, oh, I do this.
Ozzy Osbourne.
And I don't do that. That's a culture vulture.
I'm going to throw Fleetwood Mac in there. You know what I'm saying? Those dudes was tearing hotel rooms up.
So, but that's just like saying a man of color, say a black guy comes out and just like
Rick
lives
James.
In suburban, but lives in a suburban life, but is rapping. Whoop de whoop this, just like in 8 Mile.
Culture.
Papa Doc. He
culture.
He was hard, right? Because he was from the suburb, had a mom, dad, but he rapped about stuff that wasn't. That's a culture vulture, and that's his culture.
No, then that's not a culture vulture.
You know what I'm saying?
He's just not rapping. He's just living a lie.
He lying, you know, on saying? His own culture.
He's just living a lie, but it's not culture
that's
vulture.
What I'm saying.
Because you got to understand, his people there might come from there,
so
but
Eminem
his people rose up.
Eminem is not a culture vulture. You're
culture vulture, man.
Eminem dude, takes his life, you know what I mean, spits it in the
I got to hear it
way.
Over a banjo.
And then,
if you play a banjo, you know, get a little, why didn't he utilize it? You can let it.
Muddy Waters.
What about him?
He
wasn't a culture vulture.
But what I'm saying
but
is
when
that
you talk about the guitar, black man, Africa.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
so,
not a culture vulture. That's him.
Guitars.
Alabama. Black folks. Guitar.
Musical
African,
instruments. That, you're
Africa.
Talking about something that's worldwide.
No, Africa. The first musical instrument was the drum. And from the drum, you got every other instrument.
So whoever created the guitar can say
black
everybody
man.
Is culture vulture.
Black man. I bullshit you not. Black
so
man.
So everybody that uses a guitar that ain't black could be a culture vulture.
Bingo.
I'm just saying.
Bingo. Bingo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing, though. Here's the deal, though. The original thought you said was if there was no racism, could there, if there was no hate, wait a minute. If you stop
end racism
and still hate
black, hate white people.
White people.
It was a tweet by a black man talking to other black people saying, can you really end racism if you still have hate for white people? And my thought is, you know, it's as long as you, white people, it's turned into no longer like the white, like you have an agenda that these white people create to where whoever's in that position stays in their lane. Long as that's theirs, you're going to be able to, you know, everybody can unite and you can still have this hate for this race because they created a atmosphere to make anybody believe once they're in this position, they got certain roles they got to play. You can never be top dog. Long as you got that establishment there that's saying, hey, this is just meant for these people. Let's always create some. Let's even create some where they think they're doing good.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. You're still going to be allowed to have that hate because it's a white agenda. When it constantly keeps this certain thing at bay, what the hell?
I mean, but the white agenda, like I said, man, is, I mean, you just got to put other people with power in play. And how do you get to power? And the only way, this is what I believe this, and this is a fact. I know this to be a fact. The only way that black people can gain power and get ahead is if we unite with black people. And I'm talking about globally. Pan-Africanism, flat out. If it's not Pan-Africanism, we won't get ahead economically or as a people.
I look at it as like, you know, most obvious logical way. If you majority dominate the market in some,
yeah,
I believe
everything.
You should have control over that market.
We dominate in everything though.
When more you talk about emotions, you should have more input, more impact, and everything. Your ideal, your feeling, your vibe that you put out there. Like just saying, if the vibe is majority, that's what should go with. That's what I'm saying. Like when the president should be a person of character.
Uh-huh.
The fact that you got to have people still to this day be like, man, well, I can't believe, you know, we haven't had this person of color. Wow, you know what I'm saying? Like that. Mm-hmm. The fact that kids can still be like, you know. We want to see more of this in certain positions. That's sad. That shouldn't even be a topic of conversation because it should be a thing of character. And the fact, like I said, this agenda trumps character. This agenda is, hey, that white, if you're white, you're right.
Yeah.
You can still have a fucked up character. We will do everything in our power to clean you up, and even if it fails, we'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like war. Casualties of war.
Y'all should do that, you know what I mean?
It's casualties of war, man.
It's just like the Evangelica.
Yeah.
Those people who support the Trump,
mm-hmm.
those people the are the type of people to look at you, and you could have everything going against you, right?
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, they'll be like, well, if you were meant to be like this, you wouldn't have all this shit going for you. You're chosen. They tell people you're chosen. Huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They still have the nerve, right? Could you imagine right now 20 people coming to you and be like, Baka, you were the chosen one.
Oh, don't fuck with me.
Come, what I'm saying. Imagine 200 people coming to you and say, you the chosen one. You're gonna be like, well, you know what? I am the chosen one.
Give it to them raw.
You can sit there and say, you know what? No, I'm not. Let 200 more people come and say, no, you are. You're like, you goddamn right, I'm the chosen one.
Wait a minute.
Let one more person say, oh, he said it. I'm definitely chosen. No one's a chosen one. How dare you? You know what I'm saying? That's disrespectful to every other human being that's alive on earth.
Jesus Christ in the flesh.
One person is a chosen one. Just like, exactly.
Jesus Christ in the flesh.
I believe in a God overall, but sit there and say, well, God's one kid, Jesus, let's tell his story. We all guys kill children. We all got our stories.
I do believe in the creator.
You know what I'm saying? We have a creator, but why?
I gotta kill the podcast. Y'all get this on the other episode. You know? Peace, black love, and all that good stuff.
Peace, black power, Serge Rico. So, you know.
So we out.